Students at Girls Preparatory School are working to make the world a better place. With that in mind, these students are organizing some events. On March 3rd, they'll have an art auction that will benefit UNICEF's Pakistani Flood Relief Program. And on March 19th, they'll have a Walk for Water to help eliminate water-related illnesses around the world. First, we're going to talk about the art auction on March 3rd. Emily Rice is a GPS student. She's helping organize the art auction. She says the idea for it came from her Global Issues class. In that class, they discussed the floods that devastated Pakistan last summer and affected 4.5 million children. According to UNICEF, those floods in 2010 were the worst in Pakistan's history. One-fifth of the country was submerged, thousands of people were displaced, farmland was destroyed, and when families returned to their homes, they often found no food, no schools, and no way to make a living. Because of that, malnutrition has reached critical levels for Pakistani children. But in Emily Rice's Global Issues class at GPS, they didn't just talk about Pakistan's problems. The students also discussed ways to raise money and help out. That's the point of the March 3rd art auction, to help Pakistan.
Pretty much the class comes together and focuses on one country and like one specific thing that they could help with. And we decided that we wanted to go big or go home. And we decided to have this silent auction, which would auction off student services, student art, and the art of local artists in the area. So,
who are some of the artists that you're auctioning off their work?
We have Robin Howe Townsend, Waldo Vinces, Gordon McMillan, Lizard Graham, Lisa Hill, Sharon Turner, and some others.
What kind of artwork is it? Is it paintings, sculptures, all different kinds?
We have a bunch of paintings so far, and it's probably going to be more along the lines of paintings and drawings, but we are open to have any sculptures or really anything. I know that some students are auctioning off dance lessons, so we're even doing like those kind of arts. It's really like anything's fair game.
And who are you hoping is going to come to this? Is this for a specific group of people to come, or is it open to the entire community?
It is open to the entire community. We want people, like, young and old to come because we think it would just be great for, first, people to be educated about what happened in Pakistan. And we just want people to, like, be exposed to that and be able to help and feel like they can help.
GPS students are also helping with another UNICEF project. It's called the TAP Project, as in tap water. Casey Ensign is a junior, and she's working on a couple of things to benefit that project. She explains exactly what the TAP Project is.
The UNICEF TAP Project is a nationwide campaign that started 3 years ago, and it's 1 week long from March 20th through the 26th, and it's where restaurants around the nation participate by inviting their customers to donate a dollar. And all the money goes towards giving children clean water around the world because every 20 seconds, one child dies from lack of clean water. So it's a pressing need that really needs to be filled.
On March 19th, GPS will kick off the Chattanooga Tap Project campaign with a Walk for Water, and that event is happening right before the International World Water Week starts. This event at GPS, the Walk for Water, will raise awareness.
Basically, we're inviting the entire community to come join us. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the GPS track. And what we do is we walk down to the river with milk jugs and we fill them up and we walk around the track. And it's meant to be an experience to see what, you know, young girls who are, you know, maybe only 7 or 8 years old have to do every day in undeveloped countries just to get water. And oftentimes that water is dirty, which will cause them to have diseases and get sick and potentially even die.
From March 20th to March 26th, Chattanooga residents will have a chance to help by making a donation at their favorite restaurants. About 30 places will participate, including Loopy's, 212 Market, Mojo Burrito, and more. Casey Ensign is coordinating the effort and recruiting local restaurants to help during World Water Week.
Well, hopefully what the restaurant will do is they'll invite you, if you're a customer, ask, you know, we're participating in this project this week. Would you be willing to donate a dollar towards giving children clean water? And so basically that's how they go about it. There'll be donation cards on the tables or table tents, depending on what kind of restaurant you have. Some restaurants, like ice cream shops, may just have a canister out or something along those lines.
What's really interesting is it sounds like you two are really doing a lot of work on this. This isn't just the teachers at the school doing this. It's really a student-driven kind of thing.
That's one good thing about GPS is they really want more student involvement in these kind of projects. They don't want it to be teacher-led. And I know with TAP project, it was definitely, like, our teacher told us about it, and then we really just, like, ran with it.
The Walk for Water takes place at GPS on March 19th. The art auction to benefit UNICEF's Pakistani flood relief also takes place at GPS on March 3rd. More information can be found at the Around and About blog, and you'll find that at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.